Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your, Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, these are a little rare, aren't they? For anybody that's been listening to the show all these years, it is the 11th of March, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. More leaks are coming for iOS 14, and what these are telling us is it looks like we're going to be getting some new hardware from Apple and a new home screen view. Now, of this leak code that we've been seeing in iOS 14, which, by the way, isn't going to be released until September, we're looking at an iPad Pro that will include three cameras, much like we're seeing with the iPhone Pro. Also looks like we're going to get a new iPhone with Touch ID. More than likely, this feature, though, will be on the lower-end iPhones. And the Apple TV looks like it's going to be getting a brand new remote with a whole bunch of nifty little features. As far as the software side is concerned, the iOS home screen looks like you'll get a new list of viewing options so you can find stuff more easily and filter through all the apps you don't really use too often. Plus, on top of this, the new AR app that will let you point your phone's camera at objects in the real world and be able to display information about, what you're seeing through your camera. Again, all speculation right now that these things will actually push through once the new iOS and, of course, hardware is unveiled sometime in September of this year. Get ready for some more details about Xbox X Series X. Boy, that's a mouthful. And X Cloud, that's going to be unveiled in a new live stream from Microsoft starting next week. This was actually supposed to be unveiled at the Game Developers Conference, but we all know what happened with that, with like a lot of other things that are going on right now. Hence, they'll be streaming all these details for us. As far as what they're going to be streaming, it's definitely developer-focused. Although there are hints from Microsoft over there, too. There might be a few tidbits for us consumers, too. As far as when the streaming goes live, apparently March 18th, although we haven't heard of a time yet. We'll keep you posted. The Google Chromecast. Oh yeah, nifty little thingy, isn't it? Well, what we know and love might be changing, because it looks like it might just turn into an all-out Android TV dongle. According to the folks over at 9to5 Google, the next Chromecast Ultra will actually just be running Android television. Now, of course, you'll be able to run apps like Netflix and Hulu. You'll still have those Chromecasting options, but this time you'll have a software interface where you can actually download apps instead of having to cast everything. As far as what the thing will look like, we've heard everything, like those off-the-market Android TV sticks you've been seeing around. Yeah, they come from China. And we've even heard that it might actually look the size of an Apple TV. Doesn't sound like a dongle, does it? More than likely, it'll probably be somewhere in between those two. As for when it'll be arriving, no one knows yet. Speculation has said it might launch right along with the Pixel 4a. But we all know that event, has been canceled. And finally, you looking to straighten your hair? Hate all those curls up there? Well, Dyson's got a hell of a product for you as long as you got a hell of a lot of money for it. Yes, Dyson unveiled yesterday Corel, their latest product in their hair care collection. Now, the Corel is a cordless hair straightener. Yes, you heard me correctly, cordless. Though I still wouldn't use this in the shower. It features a flexible copper plate designed to hold your hair firmly between the clamp and supposedly evenly distributes heat. Yes, it's like a curling iron, but it's not a curling iron, it's a straightening iron. But you don't use this on wet hair. Your hair's got to be dry already, so you can get that nice, smooth, straightened style. It even offers three temperatures, too. 330 degrees, 365 degrees, or 410 degrees Fahrenheit. So yeah, you could straighten your hair and then make a grilled cheese sandwich afterwards. Now, as far as it being cordless, it's got a lithium-ion battery inside, of course. And once charged to 100%, we'll give you 70 minutes of straightening power. All right, have I enticed you enough how much it is? Get ready. All of this wonderful portable straightening technology can be yours for $499. Hey, but it does come in two colors, just like your smartphones do, which you can actually get for the same price, gray or pink. Woohoo! Got a story? No one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Head on over to our website, too, and check out the news show, the Max show, the big show, and so much more at britishtechnetwork.com. And please support the news show. If you want to keep us on the air and continue enjoying the show day in and day out, we need your help. please consider donating to us at BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions. For as little as $5 a month, you can keep the news show on the air. You can find us on Facebook, too, of course, at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it, so join us now at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Thursday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a happy hump day, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.